Welcome to iRun Radio. Coming up, running 200 kilometers from Montreal to Ottawa for childhood cancer.
Whenever things get tough or you think it is tough, all I have to do is to think of the families who are currently or have been in the past going through so much. This is just a run, and if I can use some crazy run like this to raise awareness for a cause that is so important and needs the support and the funds for the research, and no family should be told by doctors you need to go home, we do not know anymore how to help your child.
Getting a personal best in the half marathon.
I find that when I get out and run, I can work through a lot of issues that I'm dealing with, or whether they're problems at work, or, you know, kind of those philosophical questions you have about life. Getting out there and running gives you time and space to think about those things.
And reclaiming a little bit of your life after having a baby.
After you have a baby, your body is completely different, and you go through a lot of crazy changes to bring a human into this world. And reclaiming your body and having confidence in who you are, I think, is very important for a lot of moms, because you can easily get lost in the day-to-day hustle of just taking care of your family. And you can kind of lose that sense of self-care, which is a massive buzzword right now, but it's there for a reason.
On this edition of iRun Radio, we're going to talk to some very interesting and inspiring runners. The ultra runner Gesine Freund is going to join us. She just ran last weekend from Montreal to Ottawa, 200 kilometers, to raise awareness for a particular childhood cancer foundation. We're going to tell you all about that. Can you believe that? She told me the day after she finished running, she wasn't even sore. Former British Columbia Health Minister Terry Lake is going to be with us. He just did a personal best, congratulations to Terry, in the half marathon in Vancouver. And we're going to talk to a new mom who's running again, and she made an interesting decision about whether to run with the stroller or leave her child at home and go running just to get some alone time. She has some very powerful lessons to share for moms out there. But we are going to get things started now with the editor and general manager of iRun, Ben Kaplan. Hello, Ben.
Good morning.
How are you?
Feeling great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Have you been running in all the heat that we've been getting in Ontario in the last week?
Well, I have a very important lesson about that. What I do with the heat is I lean in,
okay,
and I run without my shirt, and I really embrace it. I mean, I just love it. So, yes.
Yeah.
Enthusiastically, yes.
I think the big question then is, does everybody else love you running without your shirt?
Well, that's the thing about my running. That's the thing about being a runner. I'm worried about, I'm in my groove.
Yeah. Who cares what anybody else thinks?
If you're in a patio eating, you know, whatever you're eating, and I'm running by, I'm not looking at your plate, don't look at me, you know, we're living our own lives.
Yeah. But it's interesting because, you know, if you're running without a shirt on and it's 35 degrees, that's completely normal. If you're, you know, and you're over 40 now, you know, you start to get a little bit higher in age and all of a sudden you're around without a shirt on, and now it's starting to get a little weird, you know?
Well, I mean, but again, I'm just thinking about my own physical,
sure,
fitness and mental health and wellness, and I'm just enjoying it for me. So,
yeah,
you know,
if it works for you, more power to you.
You know, yeah, and I think that's a good thing. Basically, that's my approach to running, and I'd like it to be my approach to life. Is like, if as long as I'm not hurting anybody, it's,
yeah,
not like I'm going to run past your table and just sweat all over you while you're, you know, going for a breakfast bagel or whatever, you know, like,
yeah,
I'm keeping into my own lane, so.
Sure. But that doesn't apply to business meetings. Let's be clear about this.
Although I ask some people that have had business meetings with me because I do come in character. But, you know, it's part of,
yeah,
our brand.
You wear, yeah, I know, you wear running gear to business meetings. You wear running gear pretty much all the time because that's who we are at iRun, right?
That's so what we do.
Yeah,
mean, it wouldn't make sense.
It would not make sense for you to be wearing a shirt and tie and dress shoes to a business meeting for a running magazine.
That's right.
But it would also not make sense for you to not have a shirt on, at least, at a business meeting. I'm just clarifying the ground rules here. I need to, you know, it's partly, you know, a little coaching, but it's also just trying to understand where the boundaries are for you, Ben. Where are the limits of this come-as-you-are kind of free-spirit lifestyle that you have carved out for yourself?
Anyway, the running is going great. Feeling good, strong, fast, you know. But the big thing always is with any sort of training cycle or any sort of approach is it's just being very enjoyable, you know, is the point, is that I'm just enjoying it. And I think that's how it starts. You just, you know, you do your race season and then you, you know, you take a little bit of a break and then you just start falling back into running again and just falling back into love with running again. And then you start thinking like, okay, what am I going to do next? You know?
Yeah. And yeah, I have to say, I like the hot weather. I don't run at the highest point of the day when it's 45 with the Humidex, but I've been running early in the morning to get it done and to avoid the heat. But even at 5:30 in the morning, the sun is up and it feels like the middle of the afternoon in any other month of the year. So it's been warm. I don't mind it as much as I used to. Even though I'm sweating a lot and, you know, I don't go as fast as I normally would, it hasn't been bothering me this week as much as it would have a few years ago. So I'm happy about that.
It feels to me healthy to have a good sweat and to be outside in the sun and to, like, work out like that. Like, it feels, I don't know, I feel very at one with nature.
There are worse things in life than being outside on a hot summer day. Right?
Yeah. That's it.
We have a great show coming up today. Dr. Terry Lake, who is a friend of mine here in Ottawa, I've gotten to know him a little bit over the last year. He's been a guest on my show on 1310 News. He's the vice president of corporate social responsibility for Hydropothecary, which is a cannabis company in Gatineau, Quebec. He is also the former health minister in British Columbia in the provincial government there and the former mayor of Kamloops, B.C., very interesting guy who just did a personal best in the half marathon about 10 days ago or 2 weeks ago now. So we're going to chat with him. We're going to talk to a mom who is running again after having a baby and aiming for a half marathon this fall, who has some real insights into what it means to be running again and the whole debate over whether you take the baby in the stroller or you go out for the run by yourself just because you need that alone time and you don't need your child incorporated into that 45 minutes because your child is kind of incorporated in every other moment of your day, right?
She's a terrific writer. She raises a lot of great issues. I'll be looking forward to working with her more down the road.
Yeah, that's Michelle Bilodeau who's going to join us. And coming up, we are going to talk to a runner who has just completed an incredible trek from Montreal to Ottawa just last weekend. We're going to talk about that coming up. Ben, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much, sir.
That's Ben Kaplan, iRun's editor and general manager. Coming up next, a woman who just ran all the way from Montreal to Ottawa. For some, they are a brother, a sister, a mother, or a father. But for all of us, they are heroes. Show your support for the men and women of the Canadian Armed Forces. Join iRun at the 11th Annual Canada Army Run. Presented by BMO, in support of Soldier On and the Support Our Troops Fund. Join us as we run, walk, and roll through the streets of Ottawa Gatineau with our military in Canada's most inspiring race, the 2018 Canada Army Run, September 23rd. This is no ordinary race. Register at armyrun.ca. Our first guest this week just ran from Montreal to Ottawa, 200 kilometers in total. Gesine Freund was running for childhood cancer for the Phoebe Rose Rocks Foundation, and she joins us on iRun Radio. Hi, Gesine. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for having me again.
So how did it go? This is an incredible journey that you were on. I was following it on social media. You looked great at the finish line. You didn't look like you'd just run 200 kilometers. Describe how the run went.
It was hot.
Yeah.
It was hot. It was great. Actually, it was fantastic, I have to say. Nevertheless, challenging, but I guess when we set out to run 200K, that's what we expect. We're prepared. We can prepare so much, and then it always goes a little different. So, yes, I had a checklist on things that will go wrong and just kept checking off. So that worked well.
You had a checklist of things that would go wrong, things you expected would go wrong?
Yes.
Okay,
it's
so that way
a friend of mine taught me.
Yeah, that way when they do go wrong, you're expecting it and you're ready for it.
Correct.
Okay.
I will be tired. my legs will hurt. I will be not enough food, getting food, enough food in, or and so on and so on. Yes, and yeah. Some funny things as well. Yes.
There's a great and life lesson in that, through. Isn't there? Because I think we go through life hoping everything will go okay and not really preparing for when it doesn't, even though we know, life is not perfect and there are always going to be setbacks and challenges.
Exactly, and then we'll just manage to deal with them. Keep smiling.
Yeah.
That was one thing on the list.
Yeah. And remind us why you were doing this. This was a run for childhood cancer and for a particular foundation.
Absolutely, yes. And the biggest reason to push through, I have to say, I teamed up with Phoebe Rose Rocks Foundation. They're an Ottawa-based family-based foundation in support of raising awareness and funds for rare childhood cancer research. Phoebe Rose Rocks was established in 2016 in memory of their daughter, Phoebe Rose, who passed away from a rare leukemia at age 5 in 2015. And the cause is very dear to my heart, and I really appreciate, admire the work the family and friends of Phoebe Rose Rocks Foundation are putting in. So I set out to help them spread the word on the work they're doing. And many children who are in treatment, they often have to travel to different cities. And one of the places, I guess, is Montreal and Saint-Justine Hospital. And just to run that distance again, because this was the second time I planned the 200K run, I started off at Saint-Justine Hospital, and we had a fabulous finish line at Geo Hospital.
Yeah, you finished at the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, and I know they were supporting you and cheering you on, as were many other people, including our mutual friend Noel Payne. Did you get lots of support? Were you accompanied along most of the route? Did you have somebody running with you?
That's right. I had outstanding support. I had a crew car with me, and to help supply water and food and change and for safety along the road. And yes, Noel, it blows my mind, sorry the wording. He did a fabulous job helping with all the social media and communications outreach. And he ran, I believe, 150K total with me.
Wow.
So, yes, it was quite spectacular and helped me a lot to push through. Phoebe Rose Rocks Foundation and friends, the support that came in, running community, Run Ottawa, I could give a lot of shout-outs here. It would take a long time. Sponsor companies, organizations and individuals who donated and cheered online via the Facebook page, Gesine Runs, and Twitter. It all helped really a lot to keep running.
Yeah.
My dear friend Lisa, who 10 years ago inspired me to start running again and for real, at about 103K into my hour run in the middle of the night, she and her husband Francois came driving up and stopped the car and jumped out to give us a big hug and encouragement. It was the most beautiful thing, and I still tear up thinking about it. So
yeah,
all
that's so nice.
Things, yes,
yeah,
and
every little bit helps, right? When you're going through an ordeal
helps.
Like that, yeah.
The runners and friends who joined in around Cumberland Ferry with ice packs, fresh water supply, popsicles, and started running, walking with us. At that time, it was just walking, speed walking. It was really nice to see so many people come out and support it.
How long did it take you to get from Montreal to Ottawa?
Took 36 hours nonstop.
Wow.
On the go, yes. That is shortly after the 100th kilometer, some weird pain came up and didn't let me run. I was all good to run, even in the legs, but just in the lower abdomen. And I tried to speed it up, and I actually cried because I felt I can run, but it just kept me from running. So the last about 70K was a big power walk. But we did it.
And how did it feel when you got to the finish line, when you got to the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario and the run was done?
It was really nice to get there. It was nice to see so many come out again at, I will have to say, even at the Rideau Sports Center, you know, down at Donald Street and the Rideau River Pathway. That's where our journey ended, or not ended, but went through. It was about the 5K to Chio Mark. Ron Ottawa and the Rideau Sports Center had set up a cheer station, and many more friends joined in. It was quite a larger group to go up to Chio. That was already fun. And then at Chio, even more people were waiting, and it was nice to have all this support. And I felt good. I have to say that I felt good. And happy to have accomplished this one more time.
Yeah, it's incredible. And what was the toughest part of it for you? What was where did you struggle the most?
Struggle the most, I will have to say. So one thing that was really difficult to keep up in that heat with hydrating and fueling, but I do think we did quite well. Or I did quite well. The biggest struggle for me really was that I felt great to run, but because of that weird pain, I couldn't run. So there were two or three times I actually really cried because my body was ready to run, but didn't let me. So I concluded it was a sign to tell me to take it down a notch, so that I could actually finish it. Perhaps if we would have finished to push through at the pace we had in the beginning, it would have been a bit too much in that heat.
And did the fact that you were running for the Phoebe Rose Rocks Foundation and you were running to raise awareness about childhood cancer, that must have spurred you on. I know I've been in a situation myself where I'm running for a particular cause, not 200 kilometers, but running for a cause. I know I've talked to other people who have been in that situation. When you have that purpose, it helps to keep you moving, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I you know, when everything gets tough or you think it is tough, all I have to do is to think of the families who are currently or have been in the past going through so much with either a family member or, in this case, a child in treatment. And to me, it's unimaginable the pain, the heartbreak they're going through. So this is just a run. And if I can use some crazy run like this to raise awareness for a cause that is so important and needs the support and the funds for the research. And, you know, no family should be told by doctors, you need to go home. We do not know anymore how to help your child.
Yeah.
So
good for you.
That's more than enough motivation.
Yeah.
And to, you know, also to see particularly Phoebe Rose family and how close they are and how engaged they are in making it okay. Because Phoebe Rose apparently used to say it's not okay for a child to live with cancer, and the mission is to make it okay. And that's what the hashtag is all about.
And what did you learn along the way? Were there any lessons from this 200-kilometer run?
It's very important to be super organized to plan ahead, to have that checklist of things that could go wrong or things we want to just remember to think of or to do when things don't go too well. So on both ends, things to help us keep motivated. So yes, those are the biggest lessons.
Now, I noticed I was following you on social media, and I noticed you tweeted out that some friends of yours had sent a box of donuts to you right before you started running, the day before, I guess. So you fueled up with some sugar before you started running. Is that right?
That's funny. It's yes, friends sent that. Noel actually delivered it just before we left. We had a good laugh. I will say I rarely eat a donut.
Okay.
But I did enjoy one and a bit of those and shared them happily with the crew and just before we left, so they helped us get to Montreal.
Right on. Well, what you did is incredible, Gesine. It's so inspiring and it's so powerful, and I congratulate you on completing the run. I look forward to hearing what's next for you, because I'm sure there will be something else. Thank you so much for joining us on iRun Radio.
Most certainly. Thank you so much, Mark. And thank you for everyone who is listening and for the amazing support in many ways. Thank you.
What an inspiring story. That is ultra runner Gesine Freund, who just ran from Montreal to Ottawa. Coming up next on iRun Radio, a longtime runner achieves a personal best in the half marathon. For some, they are a brother, a sister, a mother, or a father. But for all of us, they are heroes. Show your support for the men and women of the Canadian Armed Forces. Join iRun at the 11th Annual Canada Army Run. Presented by BMO, in support of Soldier On and the Support Our Troops Fund. Join us as we run, walk, and roll through the streets of Ottawa-Gatineau with our military in Canada's most inspiring race. The 2018 Canada Army Run, September 23rd. This is no ordinary race. Register at armyrun.ca. Dr. Terry Lake is the former mayor of Kamloops, British Columbia, and the former health minister in the British Columbia government. He's now a vice president with Hydropothecary, a cannabis company in Gatineau, Quebec. And a couple of weeks ago, he ran the Vancouver Half Marathon in his fastest time ever. Terry, welcome to iRun Radio.
Hey, Mark. Great to be with you.
And congratulations on your personal best in the half marathon. That's great news.
Well, yeah, it is. You know, it's nice as we age to think that we can actually improve on our times from when we were younger. But it was a great course and a beautiful day, and all of that, of course, helps a lot.
Sure. So tell me about this event, the Scotiabank Half Marathon in Vancouver.
Well, it is one of the most popular events on the West Coast. You know, they have thousands of competitors, and they come from all over the world. So, of course, there's quite a highly competitive section, but a lot of casual runners that take part, because it comes at a time of the year where the weather is usually very nice, and the course itself is just magnificent. You know, Vancouver on a nice day, it's very hard to compete with that city. And when you're running on this course, which is about 90% of it runs along the beach, the coastline, so you get views of the water for a great part of the course, really attract a lot of runners.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about the scenery as you're running along the coast. For those people who have never run in Vancouver before, what's that like?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, if people have been to Sydney, Australia, it's very, very similar. But the course starts at UBC, which is on the Point Grey campus, which is a peninsula going out into the Strait of Georgia, the Salish Sea, as it's now known. And the campus is absolutely magnificent, used by a lot of runners, a lot of old-growth forests through there. So you wind your way a little bit through the campus, and you turn back a long line, and then it really meanders along the west end of Vancouver, and then up and over the Burrard Bridge, which crosses, which is a little inlet going into Vancouver by BC Place Stadium, for those who know that area. Of course, the old runners know those bridges are a lot steeper when you run them than when you drive them. But that brings you over to English Bay and then into Stanley Park.
So what did you do that put you in a position to be able to run your fastest half marathon ever?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not what people would consider a serious runner. I don't go out there to try to break any records by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, being in Ottawa, I love to go running along the canal, along the rivers, and then up in the Gatineau Hills as well. So I've been doing a little more training, and I thought, you know, this course may lend itself to a good time. It's a net downhill course. And, you know, my first half was actually really good, but then I kind of petered out a little bit in the second half. But to come in just over 1:48 was pretty good for me. I really was happy with that.
Yeah, that's a great time. Congratulations. And you've been, as you mentioned, you've been doing a lot of running lately. I know you've done some events in the Ottawa area as well, and you seem to be really enjoying it right now. So what have you been getting out of running lately?
Well, for me, you know, and as you know, I served as a health minister in BC for 4 years. So for me, it's about staying physically healthy, but also staying mentally healthy. And I find that when I get out and run, I can work through a lot of issues that I'm dealing with, or whether they're problems at work or, you know, kind of those philosophical questions you have about life. Getting out there and running gives you time and space to think about those things. But also, it gives you that sense of purpose, that sense of accomplishment, so that if you, perhaps at work or, you know, during your day, you don't feel like you've accomplished as much as you want to, if you went out for a run that morning, you know you at least got something done, and it really helps my mindset in that regard. So, you know, for people, particularly as they're aging, and you know, I'm a baby boomer, running, I think, provides that outlet for mental and physical health that is really important.
Yeah, very well said. And when I find on days when I'm really busy with work, that might be the only time that I have to myself. It might be the only time that I'm spending outdoors, even on a beautiful day. If you've got a lot of meetings, that's the way it turns out. So at least you got that 45 minutes that you were outside that day.
Absolutely. And, you know, even in the middle of winter and, you know, going from BC to Ottawa, the winters for me were a bit of a wake-up call because
yeah.
I hadn't experienced that for a while. But I just, you know, I found that on a cold day, getting out there just cleared my head. And again, there was a great sense of accomplishment to go out there. And, you know, even if I had to wear my yak tracks to get around, it still gave me a really good feeling to get out there and wearing the right clothing. You know, today the fabrics and the layering, you really don't have to be cold when you're running. So there really is no excuse, you know, wearing a headlamp when you're out there early in the morning, paying attention to the traffic and the bikes so you don't get run over. But I find that it really keeps me grounded, and I manage to do it all year round in Ottawa, so I'm quite proud of myself.
Yeah, you should be proud of that. This is not a climate that is welcoming to people, especially people who are used to the weather in British Columbia. So good for you.
Yeah, thanks. And you know, I saw so many people out there running as well. Ottawa is a very active city, and that served as an incentive as well. You know, if you're the only one out there, you feel like, yeah, why am I doing this? But I would see a lot of other people out there, and I thought, well, you know what? If they can do it, I can do it.
So when you were health minister in British Columbia, were you doing a lot of running then, or did you find it tough to fit it in around your busy schedule as an elected official and cabinet minister?
Well, I really tried to keep it up, but I found it difficult at times. I would probably run every other day, whereas now I'm running most days. But it was difficult. You know, you're basically living in hotels, whether it was Vancouver or Victoria. You know, and both cities are great to run in and easily accessible all year round. But, you know, there were lots of excuses you could come up with not to go for a run if you had an early morning meeting, or perhaps you were out the night before at a reception or a dinner or an event and you didn't get as much sleep as you wanted to. But I did my best to get out at least every other day, or would at least go for a nice long walk to pick a hotel that was a decent distance to the legislature, so I got a good walk in every morning. And that really kept me balanced. And, you know, if you don't look after yourself physically and mentally, you can't do your job well. So I think one is dependent on the other, and it's having that discipline and understanding that enables you to do it.
Right on. So let's talk about Kamloops. We're talking to you from Kamloops, which is your hometown. You were the mayor of Kamloops before you went into provincial politics. Tell me, are there some good places to run in Kamloops?
Fantastic places to run. My favorite is Kenna Cartwright Park, which was named after another former mayor. This park is it's a rolling hills overlooking the Thompson Valley. A lot of ponderosa pines. It's very popular with mountain bikers and runners and walkers. It's a dog off-leash area. So for years, I've taken my dog up there and we run. And even though he's too old to do that now, I still get up there, and I've got a good friend who was a competitive runner for Canada back in the day, and he and I go up there, and you know, he puts it in lower gear when he's running with me. Mm-hmm. But the views are spectacular, and so that's one of my favorite places. But this morning I just did the Rivers Trail, which is downtown, and it goes through the trail along the South Thompson River and through our beautiful Riverside Park. And what I noticed there, Mark, was the pickleball courts were entirely full of people. So there's those active baby boomers discovering a new sport. So with running, isn't it, perhaps pickleball is it for people trying to stay active.
Okay. And outside of the places we've already talked about, you've traveled quite a bit with work and with politics. Is there a memorable place that you've run before when you've been away from home?
I've been really fortunate to travel to many different countries in my veterinary career and in my political career. I think probably the one that's kind of the most memorable for me was in Sydney, Australia, because, you know, the tree life, the plant life is so different. And, of course, that city is so iconic that you recognize all the landmarks. But I'll tell people that you have to be extremely careful. I was running with my iPod on, and of course they drive on the wrong side of the road over there. So when you're crossing a street, you tend to look the wrong way. And
right.
I almost got, you know, run over by a car because I, you know, was listening to music, which I shouldn't be doing in a place I don't know all that well. But just a caution to those people running in areas like England, Australia, you got to look the other way when you're crossing the roads. You have to train yourself to be really careful.
That's good advice. Well, Terry, it's great to talk to you about running, and congratulations again on the terrific half marathon performance in Vancouver. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks to you for for being such an advocate of something that is so good for us all and is so enjoyable.
That's former British Columbia Health Minister and former Mayor of Kamloops, Terry Lake. Coming up next, a new mom reclaims a little bit of her time by training for a half marathon. For some, they are a brother, a sister, a mother, or a father. But for all of us, they are heroes. Show your support for the men and women of the Canadian Armed Forces. Join iRun at the 11th Annual Canada Army Run. Presented by BMO, in support of Soldier On and the Support Our Troops Fund. Join us as we run, walk, and roll through the streets of Ottawa Gatineau with our military in Canada's most inspiring race. The 2018 Canada Army Run, September 23rd. This is no ordinary race. Register at armyrun.ca. Welcome back to iRun Radio. iRun Radio is on the air every Sunday morning on 1310 News in Ottawa. And you can also listen to the podcast. You can check out past editions of the show at irun.ca. Just click on radio, and you can go to irun.ca to see lots of great content there as well. All of our past editions of the magazine are there, some great articles, tips for runners, and so much more. Michelle Bilodeau is a runner from Toronto. She had a baby daughter about 18 months ago, and now she's running again and training for a half marathon this fall. And she has a great perspective on what it's like to be a mom on the run. Michelle, welcome to iRun Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on your daughter. I know it's been some time now, I guess but you're still a new mom in a way, right? It's been about a year and a half.
Yeah, I would say I'm a new mom. She's a year and a half old, and she's walking and talking and at daycare and doing so well. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I'm having a lot of fun with her right now, yeah.
And you are training for a half marathon now. Which event are you planning to do?
So I'm planning on doing Scotiabank in October in Toronto.
Okay. And tell me what running has meant for you. And were you doing a lot of running before you became a mom?
Yeah, running has, I've always loved running, but I did a little bit of distance running when I was younger and then kind of stepped away from it for a while, trying to figure out what kind of worked out for me in terms of fitness. I played soccer for a bit and did a bunch of other things. And then when my father passed away, I quit drinking and I needed to figure out some way to help me through the grieving process. And it ended up that running was that for me. So about almost a year after my dad passed away, I ran my first half marathon. And then I've been running on and off ever since. So I've done a couple 10Ks here and there. I did the Nike Women's 15K in Toronto in 2015. And then I followed that by doing Scotiabank in 2015 as well. And so I've been off running for about 2 years. And just picked it back up in February and started training. I just did a 10K in Toronto on the 16th of June, and then I'll do Scotiabank in October.
Okay, so you're back into it now that you're able to carve out a little bit of time because your daughter is not monopolizing your attention, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. She started daycare in April, and it was really just a way for me to get back to just having some time to myself. And I mean, my husband and I talked about potentially getting a running stroller. And at one point I just looked at him and was like, you know what? I want to keep my runs for myself and not have her with me. I feel like, you know, we don't, as parents, I'm sure you can attest, we don't get a ton of time to ourselves. And that was one thing that I think I can do for myself as a way to kind of clear my head and just have some alone time. And also just work on feeling better. And, you know, your wife has probably told you, or people, friends have probably told you, but after you have a baby, your body is completely different and you go through a lot of crazy changes to bring a human into this world. And reclaiming your body and having confidence in who you are, I think, is very important for a lot of moms, because you can easily get lost in the day-to-day hustle of just taking care of your family. And you can kind of lose that sense of self-care, which is a massive buzzword right now, but it's there for a reason.
Yeah, I think that's very well said. And I know my wife would sometimes run with a running stroller and sometimes not. And obviously, you know, to the extent that you can incorporate your child into the activities that you have in your day, and that you can have your child on your hip or in the stroller while you're getting things done, that's always great. It's efficient. Mm-hmm. But you do need some time to yourself, and if going out for a run with a stroller means that you're thinking more about what's going on in the stroller than what's going on with your run, or even just clearing your mind and not thinking about anything, then you're not getting that kind of break from everything. So I think it's very healthy to sort of say, you know what, I'm going to leave the stroller and my kid behind when I can, and I'm going to get out for a run and just be by myself.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think women need to have that time to themselves, because we often don't think about it. And we're, you know, concerned about taking care of the kids or our husband or our partner. And, you know, we gotta make sure we have time for ourselves, for sure.
Yeah, and it's not the same, right? Even if you know, I can think of times when I've been working from home and I'm on the phone and I know my kids are in the next room. And one part of your brain is on them, whereas if I'm in a different place, I'm not thinking about them the same way. So you do have
have
to escape that, because you just constantly feel that responsibility, especially when they're so small.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, daycare for me has really been a blessing, and it helps. We're really lucky that she loves daycare and she loves going there. So, yeah, it really has been a blessing for me to be able to get work done, be able to work out. I'm a freelancer, so I work from home. So it's nice that I can be around if anything were to happen. But it is nice having that kind of division of having her with daycare, and I know she's doing well. And then I can literally just kind of focus a bit more on work and doing stuff for me. Yeah.
Yeah. And now going back to when your father passed away, tell me a little bit more about how running helped you at that time.
Yeah. So I, in the past, had used alcohol as a way to get through grieving, whether it was breaking up with an ex-boyfriend or a family member passing away. And for some reason, the day of my dad's funeral, you know, I was having drinks with family and obviously got quite inebriated. I woke up the next morning and I just knew. I knew that if I kept drinking, it wouldn't be good for me. So within a month, like, my dad passed away in November, so I did, like, dry January. And I, you know, went to a friend's place for dinner on February 1st, and they offered me a glass of wine, and I had a couple sips, and I was just like, you know what, I just don't want to drink right now. So it was really important for me, and I'm glad that I had that self-awareness to kind of take time out. And then once I picked up running, it really was just getting out, mentally being able to kind of work through my thoughts or not. Sometimes you kind of, when I run anyway, I get into my head and I kind of go through all things that have come up during the day or the past week or the past month, and I either work them out, or sometimes, you know, when I get around 5K, that runner's high kicks in and I actually, like, literally zone out, and it gets a bit meditative as well, where I'm not really thinking about anything. So as much as running was amazing for me physically, it also really helps me mentally. And I don't know if enough people give running that credit, because it really, really did help me kind of work through the grieving process. I mean, not going to lie, I also went to see a therapist, but it was just really a really important way for me to kind of work through everything that I was going through.
Yeah, that sounds so healthy, and you describe it very well. And I think, you know, sometimes people ask me, people who aren't runners, they say, well, what do you think about while you're running? And sometimes I think mm-hmm. about a lot, and sometimes I don't think about anything at all. And like you say, you almost go into a little bit of a trance. It's a little bit like when you're driving on the highway for 3 or 4 hours, and you just kind of shut down a little bit, and you're just in the moment. And that, I find, can be very therapeutic in itself.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to have your mind racing all the time, right? So once in a while, if you can shut it off, that's really good. So tell me more about where you want to go with running. You're doing the half marathon this fall. What else do you see in your future?
I'm not sure. So I started a cannabis podcast with a girlfriend of mine called High Tea, and I'm actually thinking of using cannabis as a way to train for this half. I've started incorporating CBD after my long runs. So anytime I'll do more than like 10K, I'll come home and have a little bit of CBD to kind of help with any soreness and inflammation and all that kind of stuff. So right now I'm just focusing on figuring out what my training process will look like for October. And I'm not sure where I'll go past that. I know, you know, I have a cousin who runs marathons and has 4 kids, and I have no idea how she does it. And then I have a lot of friends that work out and run quite a bit as well. I'm not sure if a marathon is necessarily for me. I have to see. Like, I have knee problems and back problems and whatever. So I don't know if a full is in my future, but I'm not ruling it out. We'll see.
Okay. Michelle, it's so great to talk to you. And you know, you describe that journey back from having a baby and reclaiming some time and reclaiming your body and all of that. You described that so well. I've talked to others who have been through it, and what you say is very powerful. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much, Mark.
That's Michelle Bilodeau of Toronto. And that's it for our show this week. Thank you very much for joining us on iRun Radio. Hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.